KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 77. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, June 28th. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. It's going to be a hot day today. Matter of fact, a heat advisory will be in effect for much of the region this afternoon and this evening. We'll have heat indexes between 105 and 110. Heat index values between 105 and 110. So stay hydrated and take some frequent breaks if you're going to be out in the heat this afternoon. Unemployment in Grady County sees a slight uptick. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
Oklahoma's jobless rate continues to be at very low levels. Statewide unemployment at 4% last month, the same as it was in April. In Grady County, the jobless rate was up just slightly from 3.3% in April to 3.5% in May. It was down from May of last year when the jobless rate was 4.2%. The Oklahoma Employment Security Commission reporting Grady County's total labor force, more than 26,300 individuals. Of those, 924 were out of work and actively seeking employment through that state agency. In surrounding counties, Caddo County unemployment was 4%, the same as it was the previous month. Comanche County was 4.3%, Stevens County 4.8%, Garvin County at 3.8%, and McLean County had the area low at 3.2%. Caddo County authorities looking for a woman accused of two crimes, including stealing a deputy sheriff's credit card and for running an online con game on a dating website. An arrest warrant has been issued for 22-year-old Seneca Euphemia Wilder. She's charged with felonies that include bogus checks, taking or receiving stolen credit cards, and using a computer while committed a crime. She's also facing a misdemeanor of unauthorized use of a credit card. The Lawton Constitution reports Wilder is accused of implementing a con game with a Texas man on the internet on the website sugardaddy.com. Halliburton is recognized by a state energy group, the Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association, awarding its annual partner award to the Houston-based firm, which has operations in Duncan. Halliburton is the first two-time recipient of the award. OIPA officials say Halliburton does extraordinary work in its community in disaster relief and responds every time they're needed. Halliburton will celebrate 100 years in business next year. It's one of the world's largest providers of products and services to the energy industry and employs more than 55,000 people worldwide. Cool News Time, 7:04. More cool news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
A 40-year career in education to be celebrated later this summer. Greg Winters is retiring after spending nearly his entire adult life in career tech. For the last several years, he's been superintendent with Canadian Valley Technology Center campuses in Chickasha, El Reno, and Yukon. Winters' legacy will be leading the El Reno campus through the destruction left behind in what's believed to be the largest tornado on record. It's a 2.5-mile-wide tornado spinning at more than 300 miles per hour that destroyed nearly every building on the El Reno campus 5 years ago. Winters to be honored at a retirement roast on the El Reno campus on August the 7th. It's called the Rock Around the Clock 2018 World Tour. A Grady County 4-H'er is back home after a visit to the nation's capital. Beth Armstrong, part of this year's Citizenship Washington Focus. It's a 10-day trip that includes tours of a number of landmarks and learning more about how 4-H'ers can help their own communities.
We also made legislative visits on Capitol Hill. I was in the group who got to chat with Senator Inhofe. One of my favorite things to get was a library card from the Library of Congress. We also attended workshops and assemblies at the National 4-H Center and learned more about how bills and laws are made.
Armstrong said the Oklahoma 4-H delegation received a $500 grant, which will be used to make blankets and other items for children who are placed in protective custody. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to a 3.5-year high yesterday to $72.76 a barrel, London-based Brent crude at $77.62, and natural gas at $2.99 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,252, silver $16.16. Our weather forecast, a very hot day today with the heat advisory in effect for this afternoon and this evening. The temperature will be around 100. Heat index values between 105 and 110. Right now, it's fair and 77 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they are recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your climate master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, final preparations being made at Winter Creek Golf Course ahead of one of the biggest tournaments of the year, the Independent Shootout presented by Knippelmeyer Chevrolet set for this weekend. More than 125 players expected in the field. There is a practice round tomorrow. Then players will take to the course for a 36-hole best ball scramble on Saturday. Defending A-Flight champions are Josh Bryan and Philip Bryan. B-Flight champs from last year were William Belknap and Jared Thomas. C-Flight champs were Brian Felder and James Johnson. And D-Flight champs were Jared Sylvester and Rick Hickenbottom. The Cool Sports Crew will be covering the tournament both Saturday and Sunday with reports. Saturday's opening round tees off at 8 a.m. with a shotgun start for all players. It's rare that a high school student-athlete can excel in multiple sports, but such is the case of Haley Swayze of Purcell, who was named the All-City Prep Sports Female Athlete of the Year by the Oklahoman. Swayze was an All-Stater in four sports. She set three school records in track and set two state records in the 400. But basketball is her main sport. After averaging 22 points a game this past year, she signed a letter of intent to play at Rice. The College World Series comes down to a final game tonight between Arkansas and Oregon State. Oregon State forcing the if necessary game of the best of three series with a 5-3 win over the Razorbacks last night. Oregon State looking for its first title since 2007. Arkansas has never won a baseball championship. The Oklahoma City Dodgers find themselves in a midseason slump. The Dodgers have now lost four in a row and seven of their last nine after they dropped a doubleheader to Nashville last night. Scores were 5-4 and 1-0. The Dodgers have also lost five straight home games. They hope to get back on track with the final game of a four-game series with the Sounds tonight at the Brick. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, in Ferguson Funeral Home.